Hello.
This is not a sales call. We're conducting a poll of consumers in a Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service of your household. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. So the next question I have for you is, how would you rate the overall job the JEA? The JEA is doing providing the service to your home. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat. Okay. Does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate the JEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate JEA's electric service on each of the following? The options are very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one would be providing reliable service.
Positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. The cost you pay for electricity, giving all it provides to your household.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
No problem. The cost you pay for electricity, giving all it provides to your household.
Yes.
How would you rate that one? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. Generating their electric power in an environmentally responsible way. How would you rate this one? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. Okay. Moving on. Here are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from a property. First, answer if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with each. We're starting with recycled water.
I'm familiar.
Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar?
Very familiar. Very familiar.
Very. Okay. Federal government safety standards is the next one.
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Underground water shortage is the next one.
Neutral.
I'm sorry?
I said neutral.
Okay. I don't have neutral in this one. I just have very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar.
I'm going to say not familiar.
Okay. National Drinking Water Standards is the next one.
Not familiar.
Not, okay. The Florida Aquifer.
Not familiar.
Okay, the clean water.
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Then we have purified water.
Familiar.
Somewhat familiar or very familiar?
Very familiar.
Okay. Used water would be the last one in this.
Not familiar.
Not, okay. All right, now the second part of this is for you to answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. As a heads up, we're going to go through the same ones again. So recycle water, what's your reaction to this? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay, federal government safety standards is the next one.
I'm saying that's neutral.
unit. Underground water shortage.
Negative.
Okay. Thank you. National drinking water standards.
Negative.
Okay. The Florida aquifer.
I guess neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Clean water.
Negative.
And purify water.
I'm going to say negative.
Negative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Have you heard or read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called
A2.0. No.
Oh, okay. You haven't. All right. We're almost there. I really appreciate your patience. Here is some further information about the new JEA water purification process. The H2.0 process, here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. Number one, the drinking water provided in Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Number two, once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. Number three, this purified water is returned deep into the ground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0?
I support it.
You support it.
Mm-hmm.
Why H2.0 JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its system? There are three reasons behind that. Number one, because state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Number two, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. Number three, the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0?
Yes, I support that.
Still support it. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program, in your own words?
I like the fact that the water is being recycled. Because that way the water is getting purified, it's getting cleaned, and then we have a way of storing it for the future.
Okay.
It's just a better plan for the future and for the economy.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Thank you. What do you dislike most or sounds bad about JEA's H2.0 program?
Well, I really don't dislike any of it. I think it's a great idea that the water is being recycled and reused. I really don't think it's a bad idea.
Okay, 1 second.
But I don't like the fact that they're putting all them chemicals in the water. when they call themselves purifying.
Okay. Okay, but is that one?
But I don't disagree with it.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right, so following up, opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following. This so-called toilet-a-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. And their second point is that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky, and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, which is called H2.0? Remember, this is what opponents say about this.
Mm-hmm.
So learning this information, you still say, okay.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
In response to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet to tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposely inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water, along with all other used water sources coming out of a home, and puts it through 5 purification, testing, and certification stages to meet new government-required standards. Then, this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with? Supporters or opponents?
Opponents, because I don't like the fact that they're using tap water.
So you side with opponents, is that correct?
Yes, on that one, yes.
On this one, okay. Mm-hmm. Lastly, here is a short list of statements about JEA's H2.0 project. Please answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So the first one says, putting JEA's H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come.
Huh? I support it.
Okay. Just to confirm, is your reaction to this statement very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. The H2.0 program will help protect the health of the St. John's River because it sends more purified, cleaner water back to the aquifer instead of discharging used water into the river. Same options, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Water purification employs high-tech membrane filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet advanced oxidation that removes chemicals and bacteria from the water. Same options.